no oak or no blade of wrong. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, bringing you the latest news and information about South Florida's real estate conditions, regulations, and home buying tips. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors proudly remark to us that this is the year that you may become a homeowner. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the last time I looked, that was a pretty big list, too. We have a lot of nice houses available for you. The best part is the REACH folks have the knowledge and skills you need to assist you in becoming a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Christian Seelinger tells us why President Reagan signed on to the reverse mortgage program and how the program works. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. And he knows all the good news, and he knows where it is. The problem is digging it up. That's the messy part there. After the news, Elkanah Southall joins us with breaking news about REACH events and what's going on in Kendall. We're expanding our REACH. And if you're doing business in Miami, this report is just what the doctor ordered for you. And our house segment settles the property line debate. What happens when your neighbor crosses the property line? You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. And at the end of it all, Kenesha Wood chimes in with a special report you can't afford to miss. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, REACH Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator. Wake up, Steve. How are you doing today?
It's my turn already.
It's your turn.
Time's fun when you're having flies. Good afternoon, everybody. Here's the latest real estate headlines. The average U.S. long-term mortgage rates were stable to slightly higher this past week, remaining near their lows for the year. It's kind of a mixed bag when it comes to condominiums and apartments, though. The Obama administration has extended the cutoff dates for the Home Affordable Modification Program. It's going to be extended to December 31st, 2016. If you don't know what that is, the HAMP, Home Affordable Modification Program, you really should. It'd be in your best interest. It's a way to save yourself some money, and we have details for you. There are rumors swirling around that Zillow is trying to buy Trulia. Now, that won't mean anything to you unless you've shopped online for real estate. Then you probably know both of those names. We'll give you the details of the rumors about them. A California man has been awarded a huge chunk of money as a victim of one of those loan modification scams. Now, we've given you lots of warnings about how you can avoid being scammed. This guy's probably glad that he was scammed because the jury awarded him $513,902 in damages and $15.7 million in punitive damages. I'll take one of those.
We like punitive.
Also, quick reminder for you, Monday's the deadline to register as a voter in Florida if you want to vote in the August 26 elections. And if you don't vote, you can't complain. That's a rule.
Oh.
So we'll have details of those and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, well, if we only followed the rules. When we return, Kristen Seelinger joins us with details about the reverse mortgage program and why President Reagan supported the bill. So stay with us. You're just 60 seconds away from the reason we're taking this break in the first place. Just wait. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Ain't got no home I know Blaze wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blaze.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know Blaze is wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blaze is wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and housing heavy with a special message just for you. You know, if you're buying a home, it's your first home, you're using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must qualify, complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. You know, there are more than 10 home ownership classes included in Reach's annual education membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues you have and help you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach bundled 2 free credit checks per year in the membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational programs, you will, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. Right now, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for their educational membership program. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, for more than 11 years, our first guest has been in the mortgage business, and she entered the reverse mortgage business in 2006. She's licensed in New York, New Jersey, California, and sunny South Florida. She currently heads up all matters of office over at JD Financial Services in West Palm Beach. Kristen Seelinger, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
We're doing great. How's your Saturday?
Very good, thank you. How's yours?
Well, it's good now that you're here. Hey, listen, you know, we hear old Fred Thompson on TV talking all the time about how President Reagan signed the reverse mortgage bill. What the heck? Do you know anything about that at all?
Absolutely.
Oh, I was hoping you didn't because I have all the information right here. Anyway, yeah, he signed the bill in 1987. It was part of the Federal Housing and Community Development Act. And what else do you know that I might not know?
Well, you must be 62 or older in order to obtain a reverse mortgage. They actually just put out a new program come August 1st regarding a spouse who is actually under the age of 62 that they are now able to get a reverse mortgage with their husband or their wife.
Changing the rules, yeah.
Yes. However, in order to be able to do so, they will get a little less cash than normal, as if you would if you were of the age of 62 or older. But come August 4th, there is no more need in order to not being able to qualify based on a younger wife of 62. So that's a good new addition to the program as well.
Wow. Well, you know, I guess that was a Democratic-controlled Congress at the time, and even though it was, Reagan had no problem signing that in 1988 and put that into motion. But I guess the big question is what in the heck is a reverse mortgage in the first place? What is that defined as? What do they call a reverse mortgage?
What is a reverse mortgage? A reverse mortgage is exactly that. It is a mortgage that is reversed. In order to utilize the word reverse. It's instead of you paying a monthly mortgage payment to the reverse mortgage company, the reverse mortgage company pays you.
Well, that is a reverse.
Absolutely. So that is exactly what a reverse mortgage is.
So how do they make money if they're doing that? They just get your home in the end, right?
No, actually they don't. Towards the end, once the home is sold, or if the, God forbid, the borrowers pass away, that home at that point would be sold. What they do is they wait for their cash at the end when the balance comes due. It's plus however many years they have taken the reverse mortgage out. Say they had it for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It would be at what they owed plus 5 years of interest. Because you're not making monthly mortgage payments, the interest is added.
But they're paying you on a monthly basis, right?
Right. Say you have $150,000 in equity.
Okay.
They're going to give you, based on your age, they're going to give you a percentage of that equity. So say you're in your 80s, you'll probably get about 65% of that. Of that balance, they will pay you either monthly, however you want to set it up, or you can set it aside in a line of credit and draw off of it as you need.
Wow.
At that point, if you have an equity line, you only pay interest on what you draw off.
And that interest is paid at the end of the note, right?
Correct. And there isn't an end note date because we're not God, so we don't know when you're going to pass away or if when you're going to sell the home. So there is a note. The date of the end of the note is the term would be probably, as they say, about age of 110.
Wow.
Well, we all know we're not all living till 110, so but people are living well over 100. So they had to put a non-realistic number on there because we don't really know.
Right. Well, I'm going to live forever. You know, so far.
Yeah, me too.
So
me
far,
too.
So good. Right.
Me too.
So who owns the home then? While you're going through all this, does the bank own it, or who owns the home?
No, you maintain ownership of the property. It's just like having any regular mortgage on a property. There, you still are ownership, but you maintain, there's a lien on the property.
Right.
Just like if you had a regular mortgage. You own the property, but the bank has a lien on the property, which entails them payment at the end of the term.
I got you. So that means that you're still responsible for your own taxes, right?
Absolutely. Your taxes and your insurance. That is the only way a reverse mortgage can be foreclosed on, is if you fail to pay your taxes and insurance on the property.
Wow. Well, yeah, I guess so. It's part of the deal, right? Well,
yes. Well, there's not a minimum payment, so that's about the only thing that could cause a foreclosure on a reverse mortgage.
Mm. What happens to the children in that case? Say the parents say, well, I want to leave the house to the kids.
They could still leave the home to the kids, Alan. That's actually a good question. Most of my clients, that's one of the first questions they ask me. The home can still be left to any heir that they choose. At the time of the home being sold or their passing, whatever is owed, let's say you sell the house for $200,000,
mm-hmm.
but at the time of selling the home, you owe plus interest about $100,000. That mortgage would be paid off, and the $100,000 equity would be distributed by the heirs.
Ah, okay. So you can get that covered. That's great. The most important thing, though, I believe we should remember about reverse mortgages, make sure you pay your taxes on time and make sure that your home is insured.
Yes, absolutely. That's the only requirements regarding a reverse mortgage.
All right. Now, I've had some people tell me that there's some negative points to reverse mortgages. So let's see how we can wade through this. Some say the fees associated with reverse mortgage are often high. Is that true?
That is true, Alan. What actually the cost that is, the closing cost that is the highest of them all, are what they call mortgage insurance. What that is about 1.5 to 2% of your home value. If your home value is $200,000, the mortgage insurance premium is upfront is 2% of that value, which would be $4,000. What that does, though, Alan, is it protects the lender as well as the heirs at the end of the term, if for some reason the market took a crash and the home is worth less than what is owed on the property. At that point, the mortgage insurance will kick in and the heirs will not be responsible for any additional balance owed, and neither will the client if they were still alive and sold the property prior to passing away.
Wow. Is that a standard contract in every reverse housing purchase?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so that's sort of like a little built-in protection.
Yes.
What about the high interest rates? I've heard that the interest rates are normally higher with a reverse mortgage loan. Is that true?
Well, actually, actually, the interest rates are pretty good. They are a tad bit higher than the norm, but for the most part, the rates are much lower than normal.
Well, today, what's normal today in our world?
The fixed rate right now is about 4.75%, and the adjustable rate is about 2.25%.
Wow. We're still, even after all the economic problems we had, we're still keeping those interest rates down. I guess they just don't want to see inflation bang on the door, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm assuming as well.
Wow, wow. So, okay, so the interest rates aren't that much higher, and of course, we've already determined that the heirs can get the home. That was one of the other negative points on that. And of course, you're as a homeowner, you're still required to do maintenance and upkeep, which you'd probably do anyway since you're living there, right?
Correct.
So, well, that's pretty cool. And then we know who pays the taxes, so we got it all covered. So what's going on over at JD Financial Services? What do you do there?
What do I do there, or what does my company do?
What's the company do? Then we'll get to you later.
Okay. Yeah, who cares about me? Okay. JD Financial, actually, we've been in the sewer and Port St. Lucie area for probably well over 10 years, and I've been working for the company for about 11. We do regular FHA purchase, regular FHA conventional refis. My major specialty is actually reverse mortgages. That's what my niche tends to be.
Right.
But we do it all. I mean, if you have any sort of mortgage needs, we definitely can help you out no matter what the transaction is.
Well, I have this great big piece of paper in front of me that says www.jdfinancialservices.com. That would be your website. Again, that's www.jdfinancialservices.com. And their phone number is 772-403-8153. What's the JD stand for?
Actually, it's Jason David. It was the, or is, the two owners of our company.
Okay. Well, the reason I say that, my brother had a dog, and he called him JD, and I said, what's that stand for? And he said, just dog. So what are you going to do? Hey, would you hang on through a break? We have a hard break coming up here. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I've got a great question for you. I want to find out what the future holds. So when we return, we'll ask Kristen to dust off the old crystal ball and tell us what's in store for reverse mortgage holders, which begs to ask the question, what happens when you fast forward a reverse mortgage?
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Well, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. We're speaking with Kristen Seelinger. She's a veteran broker in a reverse mortgage business, and currently she's the office manager for JD Financial Services in West Palm Beach. Kristen, thanks for hanging on through the break there.
No problem, Alan. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So the big question is, since they're changing the rules, what does the future hold for reverse mortgages? Anything coming up, or is it just going to be the same old, same old?
Well, it's going to be the same old, same old. However, there's a little bit of a change with the having a spouse. If you do have a spouse that is under the age of 62, the underage borrower must be on a reverse mortgage now. Before, you used to have a choice whether you wanted to have them on the reverse mortgage or not. The reason why you wouldn't at this point would be, obviously, if the younger you are, the less cash you get to receive. So now if you're 63 and you have a wife that's 55, they're going to give you cash based on the age of 55, not 62.
Who told you my wife was 53?
I can't. A little bird. I can't tell you who gave you that info.
Is that kind of like what the government does with Social Security? You know, if you take it when you're 62, you get a little less than if you wait until you're 65, and then you get a little bit more. Seems that attitude's probably running right through the Congress there, and they're passing that right along to us.
That seems to be. I mean, that's a very good example. Yes, that's pretty much what they're doing.
Well, you know, reverse mortgages, like I say, have been around since 1988. President Reagan signed the bill, and they must have saw something or foreseen a positive note, or they wouldn't have done that. So how has the program overall, how has it been? Is it a success, or is it a moderate success? Where are we with the reverse mortgage program?
Absolutely. It's an absolute success. Mm-hmm. The reverse mortgages have changed several times since the original first reverse mortgage was created. In the case of if you have a lot of money and you have the means to make it on a monthly basis, and you don't not in any need for any cash, then it probably would not be the best idea for you, because like you said, the closing costs are a little higher than normal closing costs. Mm-hmm. So if you have the cash and you there's no technically a need for a reverse mortgage, I wouldn't suggest going for a reverse mortgage. I would, you know, put you into a different direction. But for the people who do not have the means to make it, it has really saved, you know, several people. I have clients that continue on calling me, telling me how wonderful I made their life based on a reverse mortgage decision, that they're able to live at their ages and be able to do what they want to do on a daily basis instead of being just restricted to their Social Security checks. So it all just depends on your situation. It's either good for you or it's not.
Well, how do you get started in the process? I mean, what's it take? Where do you go?
Well, the first step actually is to go ahead and contact a reverse mortgage specialist like myself, and they would give you a general discussion on how exactly reverse mortgage works. And if this is something that you wanted to go ahead and move forward with, the first step would be a counseling session with one of the FHA-approved counselors.
And they can get a hold of you at 772-403-8153 at JD Financial Services. Of course, that's www.jdfinancialservices.com. And they'll get started. You know, why do you think there's been such a confusion about reverse mortgages? I mean, I don't imagine the word reverse confuses everyone, but I mean, what the heck? We see Fred Thompson, and who's the other guy? The Fonz. He's on there all the time talking about reverse mortgages, but... But why the confusion?
I think it's mainly because of the name. They should probably have never called it a reverse mortgage, because just the name itself is confusing. So
I agree.
the actual real name besides reverse mortgage, which is what everybody really knows it as, but the actual term for the mortgage is home equity conversion mortgage.
Ooh.
That's why you hear HECM.
I think maybe reverse mortgage would have been a better way.
Yeah, home equity conversion mortgage is the real name of the actual reverse mortgage per se.
So, and so far so good, right?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, it's really come up, and it's changed for the better. Actually, a lot of the changes that have been made has actually really benefited the client at this point.
All right. Well, if you'd like to get some more information or clear up any negative thoughts that you have, then give Kristen a call at 772-403-8153 or check out their website at www.jdfinancialservices.com. Kristen, thanks so much for taking your Saturday and spending it with us. And we are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Elkanah Southall has the latest scoop about the new Reach offices in Kendall. After that, our house segment is here to settle the property line dispute. What to do when your neighbor crosses the property line? You're just a few moments away from our house. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. And then Kenesha Wood reports in with a housing counselor buffet. She's going to tell us exactly what a housing counselor does. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, just above an out-of-control swivel chair, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Here's the news. Average U.S. long-term mortgage rates were stable to slightly higher this week, remaining near their lows for the year. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said Thursday that the nationwide average for a 30-year loan was 4.13%. That's the same as it was last week. The average for a 15-year mortgage, a popular choice for people who are doing a refi, edged up to 3.26% from 3.23%. And mortgage rates are below the levels of a year ago, having fallen in recent weeks after climbing last summer when the Federal Reserve began talking about reducing the monthly bond purchases that it was making to keep long-term rates low. The Obama administration has extended the cutoff for the Home Affordable Modification Program. It's now December 31st, 2016, and they've directed the Treasury Department's Federal Financing Bank to allocate more funds for the construction of affordable rental housing. The Obama administration has urged Congress to allow government-sponsored enterprise Ginnie Mae to securitize loans made under the new risk-sharing program in order to reduce the cost of financing the project, but so far the lawmakers have not done anything about it. In the interim, the administration is directing the Federal Financial Bank to fund FHA-insured mortgages, providing anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion annually for rental housing projects. Rumors are swirling around online that real estate service Zillow Incorporated is seeking to acquire its rival, Trulia Incorporated. Zillow could pay as much as $2 billion to buy Trulia and may pay about two-thirds of the purchase price with its own stock, according to Bloomberg. They cited an unnamed source that is close to the deal. An agreement may be announced as soon as next week, according to the report. The company's website has a combined 85 million unique visitors in June, accounting for about 89% of all traffic to the 15 most visited real estate sites. A California man has been awarded almost $16 million after a mortgage modification battle with PHH Mortgage Corporation. That's a subsidiary of PHH Corporation. This, according to News 10 in Los Angeles, Philip Linza of Plumas Lake took his monthly mortgage payment from $2,100 to $1,500 through a loan modification with a PHH mortgage in 2010. Months later, the company sent him letters to let him know that it was a mistake, that he owed $7,000. The report said he tried multiple times to speak with the company, but never received any kind of explanation as to why this was happening to him. Mr. Linza won $513,902 worth of damages and $15.7 million in punitive damages in the Superior Court in Yuba County. They take these things very seriously in California, obviously. The market for single-family home sales surged in South Florida during the month of June, but the condo and townhome market was a mixed bag. The latest numbers from Florida Realtors show that median single-family home price grew 5.8% to $275,000 in June compared to the same month a year ago. There were 4,341 homes sold. That's up 12.2%. That's similar to the statewide performance, with the median single-family home price rising 5.2% and sales up 14.6%. Condo and townhome prices, though, grew at a much smaller rate. All Aboard Florida revealed plans for its West Palm Beach station, its final one in South Florida this week. Located in downtown West Palm Beach between Datura and Avernia, the 60,000-square-foot terminal and platform will be near City Place, the Kravis Center, and the city's government center. It's expected to create some 1,200 temporary construction jobs and bring an economic impact of $164 million to Palm Beach County. Monday is the deadline to register as a voter in Florida if you want to vote in the August 26th elections. The registration deadline is always 29 days before any election. That means your new voter's registration application has to be postmarked or filled out online by the end of the day on Monday, or hand-delivered no later than 5 p.m. Monday to a supervisor of elections office. In Martin County, you can leave the completed application in a drop box at the election supervisor's office until midnight on Monday. New applicants have to provide a current Florida driver's license or an ID card. If you do not have a driver's license or an ID card, you have to have the last four digits of your Social Security number. And finally, being stuck in traffic really sucks, right? Well, now, instead of having to look up why the traffic in Palm Beach County suddenly got so wretched while still driving or waiting for the next update from your favorite radio station, you can get an audio update thanks to a new traffic app from all people, the Sheriff's Office. PBSO has partnered with Audible Media Group to offer residents an audio traffic app for Android or for iPhone. The PBSO Audio Traffic app, that's what it's called. That's how you search it, PBSO Audio Traffic. Features voice-activated on-demand controls that give you updated audio traffic reports, as well as any PBSO breaking news alerts. We haven't tried it yet, but you can. Let us know how it works out.
Well, we looked up the app to see exactly what it was, and it looks like it's traffic-related. Report a hit-and-run accident, or report your fellow driver speeding or something like that. It's all part of the snitch program, I believe. But
you get that information if you are not the snitch.
That's right.
So you know where something bad is happening.
The problem is you don't get any money for doing that. All right. Well, joining us in the studio today is the best addition to the Reach family. Elkanah Southall comes from the Neighborhood Housing Services of South Florida, located in Miami, where she spent most of her time counseling those facing foreclosures. She also taught home education buyer courses in the Middle of Georgia Community Action Agency. Wow, you're far away from Georgia. Kind of welcome to the show again.
Good to be back.
Oh, you've been here many times. You know, Akana's a little bit under the weather today, and it's not even raining, but she drug herself in here and comes to the point. That's dedication right there. So you're in charge of all the marketing events and everything that happens over at Reach and everything. So what's coming up? What do we have? What new events are up?
Well, one of the greatest excitement we have right now is that we have a lot of followers in South Florida. However, it's kind of difficult to reach out to them. And so Reach is excited that we're now opening our new office in Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of fun and more. We'll be able to assist more people. And now those who are wishing to use our program down in South Florida can.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we're expanding our reach.
We are expanding. Woo! Yes, we are.
That's great. Is the office is open now, or
we're almost there. We should be open by fall.
By fall.
Yes.
Well, I fell yesterday. Are they open? Well, I thought it was the 1st of September that it was opening up, right? Is that?
I believe we're looking to open the 1st of September, yes.
But that's not when the party is. We're going to have a party later. We have to talk to Pat about that and see if we can't
Woo-hoo!
Get...
Yeah,
time to party. And I know we have a lot of other events coming up. Kanisha's going to talk about those in a little bit. But I know our first-time homebuyers course... It's in the middle of the month this time, right?
The next one will be August 10th. That's
right.
Sunday from 12:30 to 7 p.m.
Right.
And right now our classes are filling up fast. So if someone is interested in buying a home and they have to take the home education class to participate in majority of the down payment assistance program.
That's right.
So if they need to take that class, they need to call now to register.
Now, you've taught that class. Tell me this. Is it difficult?
It's not difficult, but it's very beneficial to home buyers. It's like a less risk for them to fall into scams,
right?
Predatory lending, things of that nature.
Yeah,
so
Steve just told us
beneficial.
A story. Yeah, we just heard a story about a guy that scammed, but he made some money out of the deal. So. I'm sure that's not every case.
That's not every case, but yeah. We want to prevent those who are being sucked into buying a home that they cannot afford.
Right. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's some food and beverages included in that. There's,
yes.
It's a $49 cost for that course?
It is $49, and that includes a light lunch. And the most important thing is how we empower them to know their rights. And they leave out very empowered and knowledgeable. And they can't be easily taken advantage of. And also, they know about the new programs that's out there that can help them, and they don't have to spend a lot of money that they don't really have. So they can take advantage.
I attended one of those classes, and they're really a lot of fun.
It is. We have games. Check out our Facebook page. You should see how engaged they are.
I'm telling you, it's a great program. And then, of course, I think Wednesday, August the 6th at 2 p.m., The Hope Now event, sponsored by Congressman Patrick Murphy of Florida, will be at the Reach offices. Is that correct?
Yes, we're having the Hope Now event for homeowners that will be held in Port St. Lucie.
Ah, okay. All right. So the best thing to do is just call 855-48-REACH and
for
ask
more information.
Them about that. Right. Especially
yes.
if you're a a fan of the, of Patrick Murphy, and he's a, he's in the 18th district there of Florida, and he's an advocate for homeowners.
Yes.
Right. All right. What else we got coming up? We want to get you out of here. I know you're not feeling too well.
I'm fine. But again, we'd like to make mention of the first-time home buyer, and also we'll be having an event in October and in December. So stay tuned for more information about those homeowners event. It's for homeowners who are having a difficult time. We're seeing a lot of people that's coming back that were modified back in 2009 and 10, and they're coming back because of their rates are increasing, which was part
of it. And rule changes too, right?
Right, things change. So we want to reach out to those homeowners and let them know that, you know, there's help out there. And so in October and in December, we're supposed to be having a homeowners event, a big explosion of that. So we just, and we're having bank sets coming out to that event.
Right.
So we want to put the word out there now to prepare for those to come out to the event.
That's the good thing about REACH, folks. We stay on top of things because we are a HUD-approved housing counselor.
Yes, we are.
That's a mouthful, but that's what we are. And for that reason, we stay on top of all the rules and regulations and the changes that's happening in the real estate industry. And we report them to you every week from noon to one right here on REACH Radio. So, yeah. Tell me a little bit more about the Kendall office. Do you know where it's the location? I don't have that written down here. I apologize for that, but I should.
Well, it's right in a central location where it's easy to access, to go to. You could take the bus there. That's why we picked it. So it could be very right there, so no one, if you don't have transportation, you know, you can get to it. It's near the Everest College. I'll have that, the rest of the information for you.
Oh, no problem. But, we know how to get that, right? You dial 855-48-REACH and, yes, and ask, and they'll be more than happy to inform you. So, so far, so good, right?
So far, so good. We're just so excited about the Kendall office because we know the need in that area. We've one thing about REACH, we forecast and we look into the geographical area and see where the needs are, and we do our research and we find that that in that area is very a great need for homeowners that are in, that are having a difficult time right now. And so we're just excited to be able to assist right now in this, you know, hard time.
And I know, because we say this every week, all our classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole.
Yes, so all of our classes.
There's no doubt in my mind that our Kendall office will be able to handle English, Spanish,
and Creole.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Akana, thanks for taking your Saturday and coming in. I know you folks, she just about dragged herself in the door here. She was having a rough time. But, you know, she said she was sick, but I know the party that she went to last night. So, you know, what are you going to do?
That's supposed to be a secret, Adam.
Okay, we won't tell anybody on that. All right, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Her phone number is 561-351-8000. It's 561-351-8000. This property is located at 78 Waterford, Unit D in Delray Beach. This beautiful one-story attached home has a one-bedroom and one-and-a-half bath. It's freshly painted. It's nicely tiled. It has ceramic floors in the kitchen, spacious living room, dining, and bedroom. Even the enclosed patio has ceramic tile. And there's a separate room for the washer and dryer. That's always good. And, of course, this property is located in a 55-plus community, so you have to be at least 55 years old to take advantage of all the amenities. There's a billiards room, a clubhouse with a community room, a courtesy bus, exercise room, library, pool, shuffleboard, tennis. And sounds like a real good time, I guess. You could Google map this property and take a look at it for yourself. It's 78 Waterford D in Delray Beach. And Google likes that zip code. It's 33446. 33446 when you Google this property, and you can take a look for it. And again, it's a one-story attached home. It has one bedroom, one and a half bath. It's perfect for a retirement couple. Fresh paint adorns every wall. It's nicely tiled ceramic floors in the kitchen, spacious living, dining, and bedrooms. They even have a ceramic tile on the enclosed patio. It's a great deal if you're looking for a retirement home. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. You could call her right now. She's standing by. All right, we've said this before, and we might as well say it again, even me, the one who just said it. We'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company, and we'd like to give a hat tip to Pastor Michelin and his church in Haiti, all his members there. We helped build that church with your donations. We appreciate your help there. And hat tip to Charlie White, one of the best drone pilots in the U.S. Army today. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can visit the show website at www.reachradioshow.com and check out our Home of the Week and listen to past shows, because we archive everything there.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Bing! And that brings us up to our house segment. I like to say it's time to get into our house. In this segment, we will attempt to settle the border problem. Of course, I'm speaking about the border around your property, not the one down there in Texas and Arizona and all those places. Our producer, Rick Snyder, is here to answer the question, what happens when your neighbor crosses over the property line?
Depends. Did you invite them?
No.
Oh, well, no. Then, tall fences make good neighbors sometimes. But there are some neighbors who don't respect tall fences or any other border. There are a few sayings for that type of neighbor as well.
Yeah, it's, I think Bonner said it.
No. Let's get a land survey is one of the fine statements you can make to your neighbor. You can also say, see in court.
Well, land survey, is that a lot of money?
No, it's not. You actually might want to talk to your neighbor about sharing the cost. If he says, this is mine, and you say, no, this is mine, you really need a survey. And it's not expensive, but you need to get it done. So if there is a dispute, it's a legal dispute. If there's a property fence or other structure, even in addition to their home, that may be crossing on your property line, boundary dispute. So talk to your neighbor. You do it reasonably at first and compare deeds. This will give you exactly where you belong. The exact wording of the deeds outline the property lines. If they do not, and sometimes we know there are mistakes in this stuff, hire a private mediator. They'll help you work through the encroachment issues. Otherwise, you'll have to go to court and have a judge order the guy next door to keep his things at home.
What about fence? I've heard stories about they come. I thought the fence people were supposed to do all those surveys and everything, but I've heard stories where they put the fence in about 5 feet over on the other person's property line.
Very possible. Again, this may end up as a court dispute or a mediated dispute. Find a mediator. You may not even need an attorney to go to court with this, but it is a problem, and it can be resolved amongst yourselves. Use a little common sense when this is going on. Some neighborhood disputes have a naturally occurring root, for example, a tree. The limbs hang over the fence you built or break and fall into your yard. Roots sometimes push through onto your property, push that fence right up out of the ground. If the tree is on a boundary, most states will not allow either party to destroy it. Again, some kind of negotiated settlement. Leaves, pods, acorns, and the like falling onto your property, and this is important, are considered a natural occurrence and are the property owner's responsibility. If you have leaves from your neighbor's trees in your yard, get your rake and rake them up.
I'd like to rake up my neighbor.
Wake up is better. If the branches fall from his tree, fall on your property and cause damage, other than a storm or an act of God, your neighbor is responsible for cleanup and damage. Mm.
So it's like that guy that's sawing the tree branch in the commercial there and the thing falls on top of the neighbor's car, right?
Right.
So it's
his fault.
It's his fault.
His fault.
As it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's sort of like a triage.
You know what? Sometimes when the neighbor's property, it's not the neighbor's property crossing the line, it's their animals. A wandering cat or unleashed dog can leave unwanted gifts or otherwise damage property. With most cases, you deal with that. How you deal with it depends on where you live. Many cities have ordinances covering pets and how they should be kept and whether they need to be leashed. If the animal in question is dangerous or has damaged property or injured someone, the owner of the dog can be held liable for any injury or damage. In some cases, neighbors can get a court order to have the animal confined.
Ouch.
That's, and it gets really ugly with animals because you love your animal. My dog is not vicious. Yes, I know it bit you, but it was probably your fault. It really takes some negotiating with the neighbor. Keep your dog on a leash. It's the best way to do it. And last but not least is the most egregious and outrageous type of boundary crossing. Your neighbor is what is crossing your borders. They may have cut a path through your backyard or your front yard. In a rural area, they may hunt, fish, picnic, just take charge of your land without your permission. There is a law that covers these situations as well, trespassing.
Isn't that sort of like the border?
Well, sort of, yeah. Many times the trespass can carry a criminal penalty. If the neighbor's on your property doing something particularly offensive or dangerous, call the police. Get them out there. Let the police deal with them. Personally, if somebody crosses my property line, I would rather say, excuse me. You're right on my property. Wrap up your stuff. You know, just leave. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I wish the federal government would take a heed to that. Maybe they would do the same thing. You know, when my neighbor comes into my yard, I give him a bus ticket to any city in the United States and hope he moves. But what are you going to do? Well, let's get this next thing rolling here. When we return, Kenesha Wood shares the secret of successful housing counseling and why education is the answer to home ownership. So remember what Phyllis Diller said. Never go to bed mad. It's better to stay up and argue. That's me.
Ain't got no home.
Woo.
I know blade wrong.
Making
ain't
home affordable, no MHA home can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach the number 4, housing.org, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. If you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on the top of your to-do list, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. The next workshop, as Alcana said earlier, is August the 10th from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs they have to offer. Their Credit Builder Workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. And that, of course, is what determines the size of your house. So Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency counselor with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your home. Remember, when you call 855-48-REACH, to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. As we said before, all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. All righty then, as our good friend Jim Carrey would say, our next guest founded a foreclosure prevention program in New York State where she counseled homeowners and homebuyers through the outreach events and special financial programs. Jim just happens to be one of the top producers at the Reach Chamber of Certified Counselors. Kenesha Wood, welcome again to the Reach Radio Show.
Hey!
Happy Saturday to everyone.
Well, happy anniversary to you, too, right? What's this, your fifth anniversary?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, today's my 50th anniversary.
At Reach, or are you talking about your hubby?
My hubby. Today we celebrate 5 blissful years to being married.
Yeah, well, he used to be a bachelor. You know what a bachelor is, don't you?
That's
a guy that doesn't make the same mistake twice.
You're funny, Alan. Yes.
So, I know that you're the superstar counselor over there at Reach because you tell us that all the time, and I guess you hear it more than 3 times, you start to believe it. But I just happen to know that you are the super counselor.
Yeah, we all are Reach superstars. We all rock stars and rock hard in so many different areas. Some specialize in certain areas, others do different things, but we are superstars.
Okay, stand up straight. Your cell phone's getting a little garbly on us there.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, see how we know these things? We have a camera. We're watching you right now. So tell us, what's the job of a counselor? What do you do over there at Reach?
What don't we do?
Ah, that would have been the better question to ask.
I think as a housing counselor, we take the hat on, you know, for so many different roles. We become like marriage counselors. We become financial advisors. We hold hands. We do it all. We wear the hats of many, you know, people. But we like doing that because it helps those that come to us, you know, realize that we're there for them and we could put ourselves in their shoes and understand what they're going through.
Right. And for very little cost, I understand.
Little or no cost at all. If those are in need for assistance for loan modification or foreclosure prevention, or we talk about modification, but, you know, there's some people who want to transition and do a short sale. We help them with that, and we understand, and we make that process so smoothly and easy for them that it feels like, you know, this was a walk in the park for them. So, you know, we try to make it easy for everyone to, you know, to get things done and get things moving with little or no stress at all. We don't want to add to the stress. We want to make it easy for them.
Now, the entry process, when someone walks in the front door and they go, hey, help, what do you do?
We help. We jump right into it. We take them down, you know, sit them down, have a conversation with them, and, you know, try to find out what's going on with them, what caused them to be in the position they're in, and how we and the, you know, both of us could work together. Because it's a relationship we build with our clientele, a relationship, you know, during the process and after the process. And a lot of our clients could tell you that, you know, after the fact that, you know, their files close out, we still, you know, they could still call us back and we still reach out to them because we, from the very beginning, they walk through our doors or call us on the phone, because we have clients all the way from, you know, far in Florida, Homestead, Miami. You know, it's not just locally in Palm Beach. You know, whether they're on the phone or they walk through our doors, that relationship building is, you know, starts from the very beginning, which
right.
is very important for our success.
Exactly. And just to let the folks know one more time, we are HUD-approved housing counselors. We have all the information and the inside to make your experience in home buying a lot better. Well, Kanisha, thanks for calling in. That's about all the time we have left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. And hat tip to our friends at Wounded Warriors of Palm Beach. They're listening to us on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. It'd be better than being dead from 12 to 1, I'm pretty sure. And remember to tell your friends about the show. You'll feel a lot better about yourself if you do. See you then.
Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. I'm a lonely boy.